You can email the Joe and Alex Show at any time. We love hearing from you. It's joeandalexshow@gmail.com. Or if you want to slide into our DMs on Instagram or on Twitter, give us a follow at Joe and Alex Show. We got an email from a listener named Megan yesterday, and she's got an interesting question, Alex. Here's what she said. This past weekend, it was me and my boyfriend's four-year anniversary of meeting, and he wore sweatpants and took me to a hole-in-the-wall Chinese place.
Oh, gosh.
What do you mean, oh, gosh? It sounds like an amazing time. We never celebrate anything, so I'd been kind of hinting for the past couple of weeks that it would be nice if we could do something special, even if it was just going to a fun sports bar, dressing cute, and watching the Super Bowl. When he showed up in sweatpants and told me where we were going, I kind of lost it and started crying because I got dressed up and did my makeup and even got him a gift, and he was upset that he put in zero effort.
No, she was upset.
Oh, she was upset. Sorry. He told me that I have unrealistic expectations and that I should know by now he is, quote, not a romantic person. Am I expecting too much?
No. 833-JOE-ALEX.
That's 833-563-2539. So wait, this is the anniversary of when they met. So is that their official anniversary as a couple or just when they met?
I don't know. I don't know what they decide.
Is that stuff that women do? They're like, oh, this is the day that we met. It's like, well, are we tracking when we're actually like a couple or not? You can't expect a guy
She says 4-year anniversary of when we met. So it's probably a different anniversary than when they officially started dating. But she says that for weeks she had been hinting that she wanted to do something special for that specific anniversary.
You know what you just said there? The key word? Hinting.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought right when you said that.
Come out and say it, right, Liv?
Yeah, I mean, how is she supposed to expect that he is picking up on those hints?
But this is what she wrote in the email. She said, I told him it would be fun to celebrate and do something special, even if it was just going to a fun sports bar, dressing cute, and watching the Super Bowl. So it sounds like she did give him specific directions. Like, she brought up the conversation. She gave him ideas to help him.
Yeah, a fun sports bar, and he took her to, like, a Chinese place. That's, like, the same thing.
In sweatpants. That's not dressing up.
Well, when she said dressing cute, I think that that implies that she's going to dress cute. I don't think that necessarily means that, like, she wants him to dress nice or dress cute. And also, I think you know the kind of person that you're dating. You know whether they're going to, you know what they're going to dress like. And you know what, like, their normal is. So, like, if they normally wear sweatpants all the time, maybe you say, hey, like, how about, like, I want to get a cute picture or something. Or, like, I want to look nice. Like, will you wear something other than sweatpants?
So
this
you
time?
don't think this was a trash move on his part, and that you do think she's expecting too much?
No, go ahead. Answer that.
I think that she's expecting too much for what their relationship is. It just seems like that they don't see eye to eye on this kind of thing, and that he either needs to step up, make more of an effort, and she needs to actually clearly speak her mind, or they need to go their separate ways.
I agree with what Liv's saying. If Megan is emailing us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com, and said, am I expecting too much? Yeah, you are. At least with this guy, you are. Like, you know what you know, and that it is what it is. 833-JOE-ALEX. Obviously, Alex is not agreeing with that at all. 833-563-2539. I just think that you're making it a big deal out of nothing. And by the way, you can't ask for anything on the Super Bowl. That is a day for football.
She said we can go watch it. She said go watch it together,
yeah,
at a bar.
Like, look cute. Like, I totally disagree.
Clearly, this guy is he's a chronic sweatpants abuser.
Right, and
so she's saying, let's wear something else for a change.
Yeah, exactly, but you don't ask someone to do that on the freaking Super Bowl.
Hey, Alex.
One, and also,
but their anniversary fell on that day, and I think she's compromising.
It's not their anniversary, it's the day they met, which I think is so stupid. Also, if you want someone to be romantic for you, then you explicitly say, hey, babe, I am missing some romance from this relationship. We haven't done anything in a while. Will you take one night off on this weekend and take me out to a nice dinner? Surprise me. We'll dress cute and it will be romantic. That's what you say. That's what you ask.
I feel like she did that.
Alex, is your name Megan?
No.
I feel like this is Alex secretly writing an email to herself right here.
I think this guy sounds like he sucks, and I think that the fact that they've been together for 4 years and he can't do this one little thing. She said they never celebrate anything. Hey, never. For 4 years, this is the one thing she wanted. He should have compromised.
Katie, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think here?
4 years, like, you're telling me 4 years, and you haven't, that means she's given him more hints over the years. This isn't the one time she's given a hint. So I think after 4 years, if he's not giving her what she wants, bye.
Yeah, well,
four years?
That's on her, though, Katie, for not realizing it that
well. She can walk away at any time. And
no,
also,
she could agree. So I'm saying, like, 4 years, girls, get the hint. It's never going to happen.
Right.
No matter the Super Bowl or what anniversary it is. If you have to tell your man the way you want to be treated, he's not the man for you.
Yeah, I agree.
If he hasn't shown you his true colors yet, I hope that this is a sign that you realize he has. If he hasn't impressed you or swooping you up with romance when you wanted it and asked for it yet, then he's not going to change.
Hey, thank you for calling in, Katie. Let's talk to Haley. You don't think she's expecting too much at all. You actually agree with Alex.
I do agree with Alex.
Wow, I think you're being a diva. Explain this.
Well, they've been together for 4 years. If they haven't gone out to dinner in a while, I mean, it's some type of anniversary, something special. She said we could go to a nice sports bar. They didn't have to go to a sports bar. They could have went to Applebee's.
Haley, but listen, you're unrealistically expecting this to be. It's not an anniversary. It's 4 year anniversary of when they met.
Who cares?
Because it's stupid. It's still dumb.
It's still a special day to her. It's one day. You can't wear one day.
I'm sorry.
You can't wear sweatpants.
You can't say, let's do something special. Let's go to a sports bar and watch the Super Bowl.
They don't go together.
Completely.
That was her compromise because this guy's a deadbeat who won't do anything.
Oh my God.
Now you're calling him a deadbeat. You have no idea.
100%.
So people that wear sweatpants are deadbeats. Wow.
If a girl tells you. I'm saying he's a deadbeat when it comes to effort in their relationship. If a girl tells you, take me somewhere special, let's dress in real clothes, and his idea of that is a hole-in-the-wall Chinese place in sweatpants, he's a deadbeat who doesn't give a crap about your relationship.
Just take me somewhere special, babe. Let's go to a sports bar. Like, are you kidding me?
Your standards aren't high enough. Liv, your standards aren't high enough. Mine probably are too high, but there's no middle.
No, here's the thing. If I tell my boyfriend, Joel Daddy, I want to go on a date with you, I want to go to a nice dinner, let's go, I want to dress up, he will take me. But I'm not saying, hey, let's go and watch the Pacers game or whatever game it is and go to a sports bar, because that is so mixed messaging.
I don't think it's mixed messaging. I think that was her compromise to get this guy to do anything and leave his couch potato life.
Kayla, you're on the Joe and Alex show and you say Liv's wrong.
Yes, I disagree. I don't think that it is too hard for somebody to throw a pair of jeans on and a nice looking shirt and just hang out.
Sometimes you can't assume that he knows what she's talking about, and you can't assume that he is picking up the hint that she is leaving him. She needs to be flat out in their communication and say, hey, babe, you wear your sweatpants all the time. Just try dressing up for me. I want to, like, have a cute, fun date night.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, don't you think that that's what she said when she said that
no,
she wanted to dress
up? No, she said
up?
She hinted at it. Stop hinting, ladies. Be direct, because you get so mad when we don't know. Thank you, Kayla, for calling in. Let's wrap it up with Amy this morning. And if you can't get through on the phones, at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. Amy, you've got a boyfriend for 3 years now. Is he romantic?
No, not at all.
So is Megan, the listener, expecting too much?
I think so. Like, my boyfriend, I know he's not romantic, and I've known that from the start. So I'm not going to expect him to pull that out of nowhere now, even if sometimes I want that, I'm not going to expect him to, because I've known for 3 years that he's just not that type.
Yeah. All right, and I think that is matching expectations. I think everybody's different. Alex, you were being honest, because I think your expectations are out of control, and Liv may not have, like, I guess, you know, she's probably more understanding.
I'm probably too high maintenance of a girlfriend, but I think Liv is, like, above average low maintenance. I think you are way chill as a girlfriend. So I think that's where we have different opinions. But we both agree that I think she needs to dump him.
Oh, absolutely. This guy's obviously not right for her.
Oh, my God. But he's going to take her to a Chinese place, guys. Chinese.
I do love bourbon chicken.
Mm-hmm.